It's Tuesday, November 29th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A 20-year-old Somalian was shot and killed on Monday morning at Ohio State University after he wounded 11 people by ramming his car into a crowd of students and stabbing some with a butcher knife. In God's merciful providence, all the victims are expected to survive. The perpetrator was identified as Abdul Razak Ali Artin, a Somalian with permanent residency in the United States. Artin claimed to be a Muslim and lamented the lack of a prayer room on the campus in a student newspaper column published in August. 5 Muslims have received a death sentence after murdering a Christian couple in a Pakistani brick kiln on November 4, 2014. 8 others have been sentenced to 2 years in prison. World leaders are opting out of Fidel Castro's funeral. America's president and vice president will not attend. Russia's President Vladimir Putin and Canada's Justin Trudeau are not planning to attend. Senator Ted Cruz recommended that no U.S. government officials attend at all.
I very much hope that we don't see any U.S. government officials going to Fidel Castro's funeral. I hope we don't see Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and Democrats lining up to lionize a murderous tyrant and thug.
In Job 24, Job speaks of the tyrants that pass away. Quote, some remove landmarks. They seize flocks violently and feed on them. There are those who rebel against the light. They do not know its ways, nor abide in its paths. They are exalted for a little while. Then they are gone. They are brought low. They are taken out of the way like all others. The UK Parliament passed a sweeping bill that would effectively eliminate internet privacy for British citizens, reminiscent of George Orwell's Big Brother. Now government officials, including police, tax investigators, and food regulators, may inspect any and all web activity on the internet. The Investigatory Powers Bill will go into effect soon, although it may take about a year before internet firms will be forced to comply with the new regulations. Tim Berners-Lee, one of the key originators of the World Wide Web, commented on Twitter with these words, quote, dark, dark days, unquote. The forces are lining up against the legalization of doctor-assisted suicide in Washington, D.C. The Christian Defense Council is organizing demonstrations in front of the mayor's house. She has yet to sign the measure approved by the city council. Director Pat Mahoney told One News Now the law would, quote, encourage insurance companies to refuse treatment for expensive health care for terminal patients, unquote. Rita Marker from the anti-euthanasia group Patients' Rights Council told The World View this will particularly target the low-income patient.
District of Columbia, you have the majority African-American population, those who are very, very vulnerable. I can tell you as an attorney admitted to practice in D.C., and I work with very low-income residents, that someone may, in one part of D.C., really not have access to really good medical care, if any. So the law, as in all the laws and proposals for this, say, the doctor has to offer all feasible alternatives before prescribing this so-called aid in dying, which is the deadly overdose of drugs. Well, if you let somebody know of all the feasible alternatives, what use is that if the person can't afford it?
The latest Rasmussen poll on the life issue finds that 52% of Americans still call themselves pro-choice, and only 42% call themselves pro-life. The pro-life numbers have varied between 42% and 50% since 1998. And Pew Research offers some interesting research on millennial marriage views. The number of young women saying that having a successful marriage is one of the most important values in life rose from 28% to 37%, while the number of men who say the same thing dropped from 35% to 29%. And only 20% of 18 to 29-year-old young people are married, compared to 59% in 1960. Suzanne Banker, author of The End of Men, told Fox News the reason men are not interested in marriage is that men have not changed all that much, but, quote, women are not women anymore, unquote. Hollywood's annual Christmas film this year is found in the R-rated Office Christmas Party, starring Kate McKinnon and Jason Bateman. Drunkenness, fornication, and mockery of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, abounds in the film. A web-based petition protest directed towards Paramount Pictures and sponsored by Christians has collected over 12,000 signatures at returntoorder.org. Let us never forget what Jesus said. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. Matthew 12:36. A Minneapolis-based web host shut down a website supporting the Target boycott for their policy on transgendered bathrooms. The Anywhere But Target campaign is sponsored by Second Vote. Target stock has recovered somewhat, but is still 8% lower than its April value before the pro-family groups began the boycott last spring. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, November 29th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.